Hey everybody, it's episode 120. It is Sunday afternoon. I've been playing a lot of Mario Odyssey with my daughter on the Switch. We've been having a good time, and she's even still playing in the background. But that's got nothing to do with the episode. What it does have to do with the episode is that we were all four back for a fully hosted episode. It had been a while, 3, 4, 5 weeks, something we talk about during the show. We go back to that. It's the first time we played the game, all four of us, which I was accused of cheating, but I did not cheat. I don't know how I got more points, but I did. So I won one. Now it's me, Bender, Scott the neighbor. Maybe I might cheat going forward into where Tom never, ever wins. But I still say if you're betting your drinking game money on him, then you go ahead and pick him. That said, this episode is sponsored by the Beer Sauce Shop. If you do need to take some of those drinks from betting on the wrong guy, head to 318 Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Pick up one of over 500 individual craft beers, over 25 different craft-owned whiskeys, but I wouldn't use that for the drinking game. You're going to get real sauce and hundreds, if not thousands of sauces and rubs. And while you're there, pick you up a bomber jacket or just head to the website for www.mybomberjackets.com. Use the promo code RAPCAST15 to save 15% on your entire purchase. Hey, something I haven't told you guys in a while. If you do want to look up us and find us other than using @therapcast.com or @therapcast, you can always look up myself @Bohannon00. You can find the flop at NJ Boo. You could Boonanny, I believe, MJ Boonanny. You can find Bender @JamBenderJ, and you can find Tom at Hummeltown. So that's it. So we haven't done that on Twitter in a while. So go find us there and tweet. Tweet who your winner is before you get there, or if you've lost a lot of drink sobriety to picking the wrong guy. So that said, here comes the episode. Here comes the music. We'll see you next week. We got big things coming. 2 guests 2 weeks in a row, and then a special announcement. All right, here it comes. For the first time in forever.
Hooray!
It has been a while.
Yeah, it's been, and for one, Tom's not been here for 3 straight weeks. Missy, Loser. It's been, oh no, for Missy it's been 3 weeks, and for Tom it's been 2 weeks, so I've just had nothing but Bender to get me by.
Yeah. How romantic.
I know, it was tough, guys. So that said, let's find out in the, oh, by the way, that just means that to my left, as always, is the flop. Directly across from me is Bender. And then last but certainly the least is the Silver Badger.
What's up,
most
party people?
Definitely. The
most
least.
Definitely. Oh, hello. Hey, already.
Copy my, yeah. I got my intro.
Right out of the gate. Right out of the gate. I dropped it on him.
Is that the first time he's heard it?
That's the first time he's
what
heard
is
it.
What is that? I don't
know. Hashtag Bender Rubbin.
I've been waiting for weeks to use that on you. So, anyway, we are back and. So let's catch up. Of course, I know with my wife kind of what she's been up to. But Missy, other people don't know what you've been up to.
Just living the dream, you know, people. I don't really have anything.
You do?
I'm just here.
How does the ketotono diet going?
Ketotono?
I don't know. Ketotonic?
It's just
ketogenic?
Hippopotamus?
Or keto? I'm pretty sure I had the keto flu yesterday, so I ate a piece of bread and I was golden.
Oh, yeah.
It'll do
Did
it.
Did you get angry and want to punch everyone?
No, I felt like I was going to pass out all day.
No, she always, she's seen, I can't tell when it's
the
keto
North County
doing it
makes
or when
me want to punch people, not the keto
mean
diet.
Yeah.
Well, you are, I mean, we should probably air this out right now and talk about a little bit of the problems that you're going through. You're in a little bit of pain in your right arm, and it's all Bender's fault.
It is Bender's fault.
What?
Actually, if
Wait,
I had
I
to be
seen
honest,
you in like 3 weeks.
If I have to be honest, it's probably Branson's fault.
That's it. Yeah.
Did you make a bet that you get
no.
punched if the New England Patriots
lost? He impregnated his wife 3 times, which means they got the bedroom when we spent the night on New Year's Eve, and I got stuck on the couch, and now my shoulder's all jacked up.
That was like 2 months ago.
Old yeah. people
right.
problems.
It yeah. happens every year, though.
Wait, you slept on the couch that night?
Yeah.
I slept on the counter.
I like that. It
the counter?
Did you sleep or did you pass out?
What, which counter?
you know.
I like Bender math.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
I like Bender math that it was like 2 months ago when it was January 1st and we are February 8th, so it's...
Yeah, it's a short month, though, so
oh, okay.
2 months.
Okay, you got me there. All right, yeah. Kudos. Hey, by the way, the game is back. It'll be the first time that all four of us are playing, so I suggest you pick someone right now. So far... Bender and the neighbor Scott are the only two that have won.
Yeah, so I'm in good company. Or yeah. Scott is, I should say.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Well, that counts. Missy left.
Bender, you've been with me for 2 weeks. So I'm gonna skip you and go straight.
No,
to
No, man. I'm just kidding.
All right, straight to Tom. And look, once again.
Yeah,
yeah.
About par for the course.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I took Bender's advice. I started watching The Good Place.
Oh, sweet. That was one of my things I wanted to talk about.
He
that
took,
I won't now.
And he took your advice, and he watched...
Godless.
Godless.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Missy and I still maintain ignoring both of your advices.
That's so cool, because yeah. I don't watch This Is Us, so you can all go to hell.
It's been a tearjerker of late.
Yeah. I don't give a shit about Milo's death.
That's
did he die? Harsh. I'm just kind of curious.
Jacked it, not Milo.
Yeah, Milo's still alive, dude.
Yeah. Mm. Jack gone.
He could die, too.
You know what else is gone?
I'm kidding.
Crockpot sales apparently have gone way down.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Those things are death traps. Fry Daddies, remember those things? Those things are walking 30-degree
burns.
Well,
I used the crockpot this week, and I was kind of nervous to leave it on.
I honestly thought it was like a terrorist attack, but I was like, no, that was a pressure cooker, not a crockpot. I don't really know.
Pressure cookers definitely are
like
how they make bombs. Yeah, isn't that what the new Instapot is? Isn't it just a pressure cooker?
I think so. Is that like a rice pot?
Yeah, I think it's just a safer version of one.
Gotcha. I have a rice cooker, and it's not. There's no pressure involved, though.
Rachel, probably.
Man,
now.
There's pressure to perform.
Feed me.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She's super pregnant.
Oh, we're talking about it now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yay! Congratulations!
I forgot that we weren't talking about it.
Yeah, well, I even edited it all out of an episode.
I know, you did. Yeah, that's right. Thanks, buddy.
Seamlessly. Yeah. My editing skills are on point.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Don't give yourself a point for that.
No, light applause, though. Light applause. Okay. So what else, Tom? You've been watching Good Place, all right?
Watching Good Place. And I booked us a guest? What?
Yeah, I know.
So,
this coming Thursday.
Yeah, this coming Thursday. We're going to have the guys from Two Guys, No Cups.
Mm,
they're a Blues hockey podcast. So Steve and Ian.
Well, that is a funny name.
Yeah.
Do they have to change it?
If they win. Two guys, one
or
cup.
Or should we say when they win?
When they win.
We'll worry about that when that time actually comes. Yeah.
If that's all the problems they're ever going to face with their podcast, they're winning.
Yeah, so you can find those guys on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play,
wherever
whatever fine podcasts are sold for free.
Yeah, to download. And the week after that, we'll have two guests, two straight weeks. The week after that will be Mr. Shane Presley and I.
I miss that guy.
Yeah, and I figured, you know, all of us be here for that because last time it was just me.
Again, I still
don't. You were here for our version, and I was just
here
for
that. Right,
and Missy's never had a guest, with a guest.
Is that true?
But I still not approve of Shane in this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I
do have a guest, and I probably need to coordinate that.
Yeah, make it happen.
Get off your ass.
Your wass?
You are.
My white ass.
You
are.
Oh, that makes sense. You get a point, Missy, for taking Bender's bad words and making them work. So that's nice. I should have done that. Ding for Missy.
There you go.
Hey, we were going to do something with the drinking game, but we're going to hold off for a special reason on that for a few weeks. Probably that third week after the guests or something. So we'll more on that as it gets closer. But we will talk about the big game. We did have Super Bowl this past Sunday.
You can't say that.
Yeah,
you can say whatever you want.
We're not making money off this damn thing. So.
And we're technically journalists.
Oh, that's true.
We're the media.
We are the media. Mm. Hey, go us.
Yeah,
I never thought of that.
We're part of the problem.
We've got like five people that download this show.
Bender's been working on press release or press passes to things.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I've been
he's mentioned
that.
It. Yeah. So
it's on my to-do list.
And then nobody took it seriously.
Yeah.
I'm going to seriously take it serious eventually.
I seriously plan to think about starting it, is what he's trying to tell us.
If another soundtrack drops, then he'll never get to it.
I might get distracted.
Yeah. When Kendrick Lamar comes out with something, Bender is all on board and out on everything else. So.
Sorry, guys.
So that said, though, the big game was this past Sunday in which the Philadelphia Phillies broke their curse.
Or the Eagles.
Eagles. The Eagles broke their long-cursed franchise history of not winning the Super Bowl.
Giving hopes to fans like the Blues, the Browns, the Lions.
They made Vince Papale and Dick Vermeil and Mark Wahlberg and everybody happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they burned down their city.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Stabbed two people.
Two people? Only
yeah,
two?
That came
that's
out.
It? That was my reaction to all the partying was, that's it?
Yeah.
The most famous thing was breaking the awning at the Ritz-Carlton.
Before we jump into the whole review of everything that is Super Bowl, I will ask this. I did see a tweet, our big story about how Black Lives Matter, and we're not going to get too off into politics here, but...
The double standard?
Yeah, I kind of agree with them, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You totally agree.
Because the way the I was not arguing, but discussing it with someone at work, and they're like, well... You got to, I mean, just the atmosphere of what one was or the other. I said, yeah, but it was the way that the police responded. And I'm all for the police. I think we need police in this world.
Sure.
But they did not show up. They politely asked everyone to leave. And everyone kind of left. I mean, a little
sort of destruction. After they destroyed the Ritz-Carlton.
And stabbed people.
But that's the thing. They asked them to leave, and then they left.
Instead of tear gassing and riot gear.
But they also left.
We're going to get another thing, but they were also celebrating a Super Bowl win and not injustice.
I never paid attention because it's been a while since I've really watched it, but I just finished watching Semi-Pro before you guys got here. And at the end when they win their fourth place game, cop cars turned over. When it flips all the way over, you see that the cops are the ones that turned it over. They're like, yeah, fourth place. And, all right, so let's jump into it. We're going to talk a lot about the game, and I've got them in order of what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and start at the beginning of the game, or at least before the game. How about Pink's national anthem? Were we on board with Pink singing it?
Yeah, that was good.
She was battling the flu.
What a gamer.
Super flu that day.
God, we'll just start calling her Michael Jordan now.
But then she got a little bit of flack for the gum.
It was a lozenge.
Yeah, she spit it out.
Yeah, and people were like, wow, that's rude.
Well, I mean, did you want her to sing it with it?
And choke to death and die?
People are the worst.
Swallow it and choke?
Yeah.
People just need to reason to bitch about everything.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. So,
I think she did a good job.
I think she did do a good job. I think Pink's an underrated talent when it comes to her ability
to
sing.
She gave me just one good reason to watch the Super Bowl.
Her boobs?
That's her song, no.
I was waiting. I'm not giving him a point. I'm not giving him a point. Wait, wrong.
I thought that was okay. I don't know any Pink songs, but
That's the only one I got.
Well, there you go.
Ah, gosh, I can sing them all when they're on the radio, but I don't know their names.
I don't know if I can. Maybe I can.
I think you could.
Some of the older ones, probably.
So let's go ahead and start off the gate with what most of America actually watches the game for, the commercials.
Yeah.
I think after a very bad 2017 commercial run, where we had depressing anti-suicide commercials and things of that nature.
And little kids pulling TVs over their heads and dying.
Yeah.
No, that was a dark one. I remember that.
Yes. This year, I think it was a bit of a rebound. I have my favorites, but we're going to go around the table and starting with the flop. And what was your favorite or most notable commercial?
I have two.
Yep.
I like the Peter Dinklage one.
I've got that down, the rap battle
with
Morgan Freeman.
And then the Alexa one with all the stars.
And that's another one I have down. That's two of the three that I wrote down. I thought my favorite thing about the Alexa one was Anthony Hopkins.
Super creepy.
And a peacock.
Yeah.
What's he got a peacock for?
Because he's Anthony Hopkins.
I thought that was a good...
Maybe it's his comfort animal.
Yeah, just thought
Did
it was...
Did you see that?
Yeah.
The lady tried to bring the peacock to the airport.
They had to drive it across the country.
Peacocks are bigger than our diet.
They're like 6 feet.
Yeah, they get 6 feet.
With the feathers.
Okay.
They're like
6 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they a Gentile bird?
Yeah, when I was a kid growing up,
you say it's a Gentile bird?
A Gentile?
Genteel.
Genteel or Gentile?
Yeah, I think it's Gentile. I think it's Gentile.
The peacock might celebrate the Sabbath.
When I was a kid growing up, there was not to get too far off a tangent, house up the street, they had two of them.
Can you get too far off of a tangent?
Not to get too far off the rails.
There you go.
Whatever you want. They had two of them. They'd walk around. You could never touch them, though.
Oh.
I don't know what the point in having them was.
Oh, well.
What were their names?
I have no idea. They were not nice if you got close. They yelled at you and hissed.
They're not gentle.
Harvey Peacock was one.
Mm. Yeah. And then Phil.
Phil the Peacock?
Phil Peacock.
Not very original, but I'll go with it.
Yeah, I like it, though.
What would peacock meat taste like?
I don't know.
Ew.
We never ate it.
Were you wondering what cock meat tastes like?
Just peacock.
Oh, just peacock meat.
I bet it's colorful.
Mm. You know, only the males are colorful.
Did not know that. That is a fun fact.
Women are dull.
The female. Ouch. Most animals in nature, the female doesn't have to dress up.
Yeah, I know it is. The cardinal.
Yeah.
And they got to attract those almost ladies.
Everything. Yeah. Almost everything. Cause, they
except
gotta bring
in human
ladies.
Beings. And then they're the most beautiful creature in the world.
Yeah, that is true.
Like you, sweetheart.
Oh, whatever.
I don't know. I think the colored ones still get more play for the guys.
What about you, Bender, though? What about you commercial-wise?
I got to be perfectly honest. I got sort of drunk.
What?
And you did?
No
don't
way.
Really remember any of the commercials at all. Like, not one.
That's odd. That's odd that you got drunk.
Yeah, I know, it was weird. I was really ashamed of myself, sort of. I was at a Super Bowl party. I didn't watch most of the game, even.
What about you there, Thomas?
Oh, by far the best commercial was the Eli Manning Odell Beckham Jr. commercial.
That was, I didn't put it down as one of my favorite because it was a long run to get to that end, but I did enjoy that.
How was it a long run to get to that? You knew exactly what they were doing, right?
No, that commercial ran, it was different. It was Eli doing a bunch of different things throughout the show, and then he got to that
part. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I did, I mean, that was good.
Yeah, that was great. I thought the second best were the Tide.
Tide ads were my favorite.
Really original, good idea.
Yeah, and... when I tweeted it, I like that. I think it was somebody, I don't know who it was, said, "Is this a tie dad right now?"
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I really wish he would have said at the end of the last one, "Don't eat this."
Or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that would have been good.
Tie dads, not candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the Dinklage Freeman.
That one I do remember, the Peter Dinklage one. That was like the first one.
So what was the worst one? Can we agree that it was MLK truck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that got people up in arms.
But at least people are talking about that one. I mean, it's not going to probably sell any cars, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I was disappointed the Bill Hader Pringles commercial. Forgettable. Yes.
Oh, whoa! Scared the hell out of me.
That is a buzzer.
It's been sitting here for like 5 minutes.
That's like me when I see a second girl walk into a scene in Pornhub.
Oh, geez. I'm going to give you half a point because you used that pern thing that only you seem to be on board with. But it was still funny, so you get half a bell.
Hey.
So Tom now has half a point.
If anybody else drinks any of these,
God bless. Amateur hour
over
here.
You knew it was fuzzy.
For those of you at home or in your car, Bender is making a complete mess.
Huge mess.
So, and you poured it as fast as you possibly could.
Yeah, and for once, it's with an object and not his words.
Yeah, that's okay. There's a point for Tom. I'm going to round you up to a full point now.
Yeah, Tom's crushing it tonight.
Look at the mess.
Won't be crushing it when I get home.
Oh, you're not getting a point for that. you're 1 point on that.
You're probably going to sleep on the couch whenever she listens to this.
All right. So,
good thing it's not live.
True that.
Yeah, that was not a... how did it get all... You even made it to the ceiling. Yeah. That is unbelievable.
It's been sitting here for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What you missed, Melissa, though, is that the beer foamed up when he opened. You saw that, right?
Yeah.
And then he proceeded to pour it as fast as possible,
which is why he has a foot of head. Yeah. And
he's got like a foot of head. I think we got the episode of this, or the title of this episode.
Yeah.
Bender has a foot of head.
This is why we need to be on Facebook
there you go,
Live.
Ladies.
Right, right. And we're going to start doing more of that, too, but not just on normal episodes.
Sure.
You know?
All right, back to whatever we were talking
back
about.
Back to MLK. We're going to skip through the commercial thing because the MLK one was the worst one. And it wasn't that. And Bill Hader was worse. And no, I'm not saying the MLK was worse because of what it was or because of the uproar that people get. It just wasn't a good commercial, you know?
It was stupid.
And it had all the other stuff going with it.
Bill Hader had a bad commercial?
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Pringles.
Exactly. Every flavor.
Yeah.
You do every flavor. It's not very good.
Yeah,
all right, let's get into the... Before we... And we're going to get into the game, but let's get into the trailers of the games during the game.
All right, this is ruined.
First up, Solo.
Yeah.
Dude, it was awesome.
I thought it was a good trailer, but I thought the full trailer the next day is what really got me excited.
And that technically isn't a full trailer either. They were calling that a teaser also.
Teaser and teaser. That was a full... It's a minute and a half. It's a full trailer.
But I'm just saying that's what they called it.
But
it's a little worrisome that they don't show a lot of Han Solo in the Solo movie. It's like they're protecting him a little bit.
In the second trailer, you get one of them.
Rumors are that the kid couldn't act. And they had to bring in an acting coach at the end.
He doesn't. I don't mind him not going full Harrison Ford, but he has none of the mannerisms or voice inflection of Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
that's a little. I don't know. We'll see. I'm still excited for it.
I just want to see the full Chewie movie next.
How do we know he's acting well? He keeps butchering his lines. The second trailer, though, was the that I wanted to talk about, was the one that didn't disappoint me because it was bad. It was just, I don't think it was enough more, and that was the Avengers Infinity War trailer.
Yeah.
That was way too brief, I thought. It didn't really show us anything.
Did you see Captain Marvel in the background?
I did not.
Apparently, when Captain America and a couple other people have Vision and Black Widow are in the picture, but apparently in between those two, you see what, and Brie somebody Larson zoomed in, there? And you could see like her insignia.
Oh.
It's speculation, but everybody's like, oh, she's in the movie.
You've seen the pictures of her, so.
Yeah, in the Kree outfit or whatever.
Or we don't know if they're going to change it to her other colors or what.
Yeah, maybe that's for green screen or something. I don't know.
Well,
I
no, that's the Kree colors.
It's Kree color. Yeah, eventually I would assume she'd go red and blue.
How about Bender? We know where Bender's going to be on this one. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. I'm going to go see it. I like it. It's fun. It's Chris Pratt. I'm going to go see it.
Yeah, I will probably want to see it. Yeah.
I will watch it. The first one's my favorite
movie.
Don't
get mad at us, dude.
Yeah. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. It'll be one of those movies that you don't can check out for.
It'll be completely forgettable.
You don't know what it's going to be.
It's going to be okay.
It's a popcorn film.
It's going to be okay. Yeah. Jeff Goldblum's in it, so I'll watch it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, so he's going to make it better, you say?
Yeah, for sure.
Another look at Krasinski's the movie that he co-wrote and has directed and stars in with his wife, Emily Blunt. Are they the new Hollywood power couple? I mean, he's getting there, right?
You're talking about Jim Halpert?
I wouldn't say they were power couple.
But, I mean, what couples are out there now, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
See, but Jessica Biel does nothing anymore.
That's because she's
Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell. That's a good one.
Yeah, but he doesn't do movies.
Not well, he does, and they're just not very good.
Yeah.
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Good. Yeah.
Hollywood. I consider them music.
They're New York's power couple.
Celebrity.
Yeah.
Justin Theroux and Jennifer Aniston, but they're not married.
Yes, they are.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's not really. I mean, she's probably got some stroke, you know. Yeah. But well, anyway, Quiet Place. It's interesting. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, I think it looks pretty cool. Yeah. I feel like it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah, it's got that vibe to it.
Yeah, maybe that's how Krasinski's going to be. I think.
But what about him?
He's directing it, right? You said.
Yeah, and co-wrote it. He's on his way to be a Clooney type person.
Yeah, how about him playing the role of Jack Ryan on the Amazon TV show?
The next Jack Ryan.
That's pretty big.
How do you feel about that?
I don't care.
You'll watch it? I just don't.
I like
it.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's amazing to me that a lot of people don't know about the Jack Ryan thing.
Yeah.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah.
Is there ever a book where Jack Ryan and Jack Reacher meet and then they fight each other?
It'd be a tale of two Jacks.
Yeah.
Jack Ryan's not really a fighter.
He's not. He can't. No. Well, he looks like it in this.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. He's all like scarred up and he's got a beard.
Worse Jack Ryan? I think
no,
this
he doesn't
is an
have
easy,
a beard in this one.
I think this is an easy one.
Oh, it's Ben Affleck.
That's it, yeah. And worse, any character in Hollywood? Oh, Ben Affleck. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Hey, The Town was a good movie.
Yeah, that it was a good movie.
Was it?
Oh,
yeah,
it was
really good.
Yeah, it was really
and
good.
So was,
yeah, I watched it the first time. It was called Heat.
No, it wasn't anything like Heat.
Town's fine. It's fine.
And no, The Town's very, very good movie.
I very much like
and
The
so
Town.
And so was
Gone Girl?
No, not Gone Girl.
Cry
Gone Girl
Baby.
Was good.
Yeah, one crybaby. Stop it. It's like
the one in Missouri where
no, it's his brother starred in it, and it was his first directing movie.
Oh,
and it was
I know what you're talking about.
It's got a blue cover.
Yeah, Casey Affleck was the star.
Yeah,
he's an all right actor.
He can be an all right actor. He also can be mail it in.
You know what? I hope I can't do a Boston accent. I hope when I get to your door, you won't be there.
Oh yeah, you butchered that accent.
You should watch Seth Meyers. I went down a rabbit hole of like goofy clips. Seth Meyers got a boss. He does like movie shorts for academies, and he's got one. He had one for the newspaper today, and then it just kept playing other ones in the background. And there's one for Boston accented movies.
Nice.
It's just like all these different stereotypical Boston characters. Pretty good.
Sully. Toys of Sully.
So,
yeah. Give me a different beer that isn't shit. Yeah.
And did a thing this week, or maybe it was last week with Kelly Clarkson. It was day drinking with Kelly Clarkson. It was hilarious.
Yeah, that was very funny.
They got shit-faced really
bad. I don't know if she did so much, but
she
was
definitely
hammered.
She got giggly, but he was shit-faced.
Speaking of getting shit-faced, I also think that we need to replay the drunk quest.
Sure.
And broadcast that one.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
There's no oatmeal.
Okay, that'll work then.
Give me one of those Northeast IPAs.
Northeastern IPAs.
In the box.
I'm going to skip to the next trailer, which is Marvel's Black Widow movie. Oh, I'm sorry. Red Sparrow. That's what it is.
Oh, I see.
With, what's her name?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence playing a Russian girl.
Yeah, I mean,
who's a spy.
It looks good, but it's basically a...
It's a non-action version of Black Widow.
It's basically a Black Widow movie. Like, they're never going to make one of those now because Jennifer Lawrence just did it.
Yeah. And
it looks cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch it at some point. Now, one of my favorite trailers of the day, not because I think it looks great, but because apparently The Rock is the king of disaster movies now.
Yeah.
So Skyscraper.
Oh, yeah, he's running across the thing.
Yeah, and he jumps. I love, have you seen the meme where the college professor breaks down the physics
the
of
jump,
that jump?
He
shows all possible scenarios with Wind Dragon. Yeah, he never makes it.
And none of them are
Dwayne Johnson
gets there.
Is superhuman.
Yeah, that's true. He is The Rock.
Hey, you got to take into account his weight.
The most beloved person in America.
Yeah, he's up there. He's definitely up there. And but what I like, one of the things I like about him being so beloved is he's not a guy that really holds back. He can still drop some F-bombs and stuff.
Sure,
and
yeah.
Still be a little blue collar, or blue comedy. And
that's why people connect with him, because he acts
so real.
He's the everyman on steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think he's on steroids?
No, I just think that.
Oh, he has been, I think.
Yeah,
oh,
he has been. He was.
Sure, but he's bigger now without the steroids than
You can get that in the way, I think Joe Rogan's talked about on his podcast. You can definitely achieve what The Rock achieves. He goes, the thing is you can't achieve it without working out for 6 to 7 hours a day, which he does.
Yeah, he does.
Finds his time to get his workouts in. So, seventh trailer, Mission Impossible Fallout.
I just rewatched this. I watched all the trailers from the Super Bowl, and I really liked that one. I think it looks pretty awesome.
It's I like seeing Henry. Oh, by the way, for those that don't know, this is movie is famous already for two things. It broke Tom's foot, and it's the mustache controversy came from this movie because he was not allowed to shave it during Justice League because he had it in there, so they had to CGI it out in Justice League.
Who's the mustache?
Henry Cavill.
Oh,
Cavill.
Gotcha.
Cobble him
too. Okay, they just could have gave him a mustache. You know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. It looks good. I like seeing him throw people around in it. Like he's this big.
That fight scene in the bathroom looked pretty sick.
And they've gotten better with age. They're
I think 5 was the best one.
They really at
like
3
protocol or something like that.
I think so. With Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That's the first good one.
Is that the third one?
Yes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So basically, like 3, 4, and 5 are really good.
Yeah, they're all solid. Yeah, and Jeremy Renner was added in the last one.
Yeah.
Or was it the fourth one?
I think he was the fourth one. He's been in 2.
Okay,
but he was barely in like the first one he was in.
Yeah. Which is weird because Jeremy Renner has now been both a Ethan Hawke movie and he's been a Jason Bourne character.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been Super Spy times 2.
Look at that guy.
Yeah. And he was on In the Town, which is a good movie.
He was. He doesn't make it, though.
I don't like Ethan Hawke. Just saying.
Ethan Hunt, I meant. Ethan Hunt is what
the
character's
name.
Character, Tom Cruise's character's name. Yeah.
John was just saying.
Just on a tangent, I don't like Ethan Hawke. I'm going to give John a point for not liking Ethan Hawke. Yeah. Then we have.
I thought it'd spur a conversation. It didn't. So you can take the point back.
Yeah. you're going to let you keep the point for joke. Yeah. Then there was the Cloverfield Paradox, which was a big surprise to everybody, and it was out that right after the Super Bowl. It
released that night, like right at midnight.
And apparently it's terrible.
I've heard mixed reviews on it. I've heard it's decent for what it is, and then I've heard people say that it's flat. I mean, it's kind of, it's not as polarizing as Star Wars, you know. But
stay tuned next week, because I'm going to go home and get drunk and watch it.
I'm going to try to watch it this weekend since we're not doing anything.
No, probably not. But apparently that's the best way to watch it.
It does create the timeline and how it ties them all together.
Yeah. I really, like, 10 Cloverfield Lane, or is it 10 Cloverfield Lane?
Yeah, whatever it was.
It was awesome.
I thought it was great, too.
Did you watch it?
Nope.
Yeah, time's out. Did you watch it?
Which what?
The 10 Cloverfield Lane with John Goodman?
Yeah, we watched it.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was a superhero origin story, which is what I liked about it.
Yeah.
Then we've got the last trailer, I believe, was Westworld Season 2.
Yeah.
I need to catch up. Because
I have not watched any of it.
Yeah, Season 2, the trailer looked cool.
Yeah.
I heard Westworld Season 1 was very weird, but I'll still watch it. But did you catch in the trailer the song?
I don't know if I paid that much
attention. It's a piano version of Kanye West's song. I forget the name of the song. It's like that... It's the whole piano version, and you can hear it through the whole song. And apparently they did that through the whole first season. They just took like really famous songs and played them on pianos. And
that's kind of cool.
It's pretty cool.
That's not breaking the Kanye rule. We'll get more into that in 3 weeks.
We're going to nix the
Kanye rule because we haven't talked about him so much.
Because he doesn't do shit.
Yeah, he's not as famous. Didn't he have another kid recently?
He did, I think.
No, he did not. A surrogate did.
Somebody
had another kid. Yeah. Let's go ahead and call halftime on this conversation by jumping into the probably the most controversial part of the Super Bowl.
Janet Jackson's nipple.
Yeah, that's a few years ago.
I watched the wrong game.
Yeah. So, Dan, I don't even think they had DVRs then, did they?
It was on VHS.
Yeah, JT. Little JT. So, first off, I want to know what you guys thought of his performance.
I thought it was fine, but I think all Super Bowl halftime shows are fine.
It was hard to follow Gaga from last year. She was really good.
I think when you do the Super Bowl, you should do four songs tops. When you try to get every song in his catalog in there.
Yeah.
It was too much. It's too busy.
I thought it, and we're going to get into this part here in a second, but I thought it really picked up steam after the Prince tribute. What did you think?
I enjoyed it, but even when I was watching it, I said he's not singing that much. He's doing more dancing than singing, but I've seen other people complain about that too, and then I've also seen people complain about you couldn't hear him sing. So maybe we couldn't hear him sing.
It was massive audio problems they cited throughout the whole
thing. There's always a massive audio issue.
Did it go black for a while?
The Super Bowl did. Yeah, for like 30 seconds. And it was supposed to be, a commercial was supposed to be in there. Hope somebody got their refund.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a local
spot. No refunds.
I think.
Oh, that probably makes sense.
Yeah.
So he got a lot of heat for the Prince tribute.
Which I thought that was in better taste than
a hologram.
Than a hologram.
Yeah. And, you know.
Who picked a better song, though?
No, that's a good song.
Well, it's a good song, but...
what if he would have played Pussy Control? That would have been awesome.
That would have been spectacular.
I think it was a song that fit the tempo of what he was doing. I think it would have been hard for him to duet, you know, Little Red Corvette or Raspberry Beret or something like that.
Could have done When Doves Cry.
Yeah, but that would have slowed things down massively
there.
Yeah. And, I don't know. I mean, Prince also had a very famous Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah, it was arguably the best ever.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people said that since Prince didn't like Justin Timberlake and he said he would rather,
Did he not like him?
He apparently had a beef. Per some reporter for some magazine.
Prince is a fucking weirdo.
Well, let's also say that, too.
Kind of a dick, but whatever.
He also had been addicted to 16 different prescriptions for pain pills.
That doesn't make you any less
of a dick. And he once changed his name to a symbol. So sometimes maybe Prince wasn't all together.
No, he's the artist formerly known as Prince.
He got a lot of shit. He also once said in an interview that this whole duet singing with the deceased person.
Yeah.
Hologram, I think, is what he used.
Yeah, but he would rather be like.
He said it was demonic.
He didn't like it.
I just think it's stupid, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, his sister, though, came out and said his sister would be unhappy the way they did that. And she would know. And she even said, my brother had a long tradition of saying things at the top of his head and then regretting it later.
Yeah.
So he was
Were they close, though?
Yeah.
I think he was close with I think he had like one biological sister and then like a whole bunch of half. I don't know, something like that.
So the biggest meme to come out of it, though, was Selfie Kid?
That poor kid. Yeah.
Is that the same kid that was dancing with Katy Perry on the
SNL? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
That poor kid, all he wanted to do was get a selfie with some guy he didn't know that was singing the Super Bowl.
So he didn't know who Justin Timberlake
was? I don't know.
That's part of the joke.
He probably knew. And the reason he tried to get a second selfie is because his camera didn't work the first time. Because he was looking at his phone and everyone's saying, he needed to look up who Justin Timberlake.
You know
that
kid's going to get like $1 million now.
I said that kid probably went to school the next day and was like the coolest kid on earth.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, I was telling Missy this earlier, too, speaking of $1 million. Logan Paul has been pulled. His sponsorships for ads and stuff have been pulled. He was making $1 million a month off the ads.
What a dumb fuck.
And this time for stun gunning a rat.
A dead rat.
And encouraging kids to eat the Tide Pods.
Yep. He was encouraging kids to eat Tide Pods?
He makes maybe a offhanded comment about, go ahead and give it a try. And so they're saying they cited that a pattern of reoccurring self-destructive behavior is why they were pulling it and not fitting in with the ad rules, the friendly ad rule guidelines.
Yeah.
Which if, I don't want to, who was it? It was, on a Joe Rogan podcast, he had a couple of conservative comedians guys with their own podcast. I can't think of their names on it. And they talked about going to the Google conference, where they brought in a bunch of popular YouTubers and stuff. and went through the guidelines of what is accepted and stuff.
Yeah.
And they said it was the most vague set of rules. And if they were at, if they asked them a question, they'd defer and say, we'll come back to it, never come back to it. So they said to this day, they still don't know what the exact guidelines are.
Because they don't exist. It's,
yeah, it's whatever.
If somebody
YouTube
yells
deals.
About it enough, they'll say, okay, fine, don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. It's what, and that's literally all it is. I mean, that one part, like they cited, there was a video where a girl was talking about an argument between Jordan Peters and some other, you know, person about race stereotypes and stuff, some conservative people, you know, and some guy complained on the sent it in as a saying, she's sharing, and if you listen to her talk, she's just dissecting it, but they complained that she was sharing a racist video, and that girl was kicked off of YouTube.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So YouTube, Google, and YouTube are, you know, they're a little bit of.
But a lot of times some of it's an algorithm, you know, to a degree. Like if you say Nazi three times, they'll kick you off. Even if you're saying like Nazis suck, you know. But
yeah. Same thing when you go to a mirror and you say Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Some of it is an algorithm.
Gets
I believe.
A second point.
But
Well, and yeah, it is, and there's people that know how to exploit the algorithms. That's why there's some of these kid cartoon videos, like in a cartoon thread.
Oh, God, those are awful.
You'll get something very bad, like killing animals and stuff like that, because they know how to manipulate the algorithms.
Yeah. Make a prediction right now. Logan Paul, dead by 40.
I was going to say the same thing. I was like, so that guy's going to be... I was going to say 35, but whatever.
Applause for being on the same page, guys. Good job.
If that's the case, it's because he does outrageous shit. Like, he tightens ropes across, like, some... The Grand Canyon.
I almost pulled the trigger on the bend eruption there. He almost did it.
Jesus Christ. I feel like you guys are setting me up for failure tonight.
Yeah, but it's all us.
Tom got here early and set the track.
It's a conspiracy. Anyways, I was going to say, I think he's going to be dead from drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, that's
not
what I go.
He doesn't. Drugs or alcohol. He's in phenomenal shape.
Yeah, but when he goes broke, he's going to turn to drugs and alcohol.
There's also could be the theory that some of this weirder behavior of him could be inspired by recently starting a drug addiction. We don't know. We're not going to say that.
He's always
been
weird.
Yeah, he's always been weird.
What's the guy from the older brother from Seventh Heaven?
Chad Heaven.
Yeah, whatever.
Barry.
Anyways, he was in the news this week.
That's
he
not
got
what that
arrested.
Show's about. Their name's not Heaven. Is that no?
No, I think it's something about their dad being a child
kitty
molester.
Toucher. Oh, I'm gonna give them both a point. Listen.
Anyways, he was in the news because he beat up his wife or something, and he lives in Memphis. And God, that guy looks rough.
Mm. The oldest brother from Seventh.
Yeah, I'll look. I don't remember his name. But
what was
I'll
the
look
family's
it up.
Name?
I said, wasn't that why the show was named Seventh Heaven? Because they're all there's seven of them. Their last name's not Heaven?
No.
I think, did the youngest kid on that show get touched by the dad? Stephen Collins is his name in real life?
Yeah, well, that guy went to jail, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. I think it's...
His name is Barry.
Who said Barry?
Me.
How did you know that?
I don't know why I seem to get him for them.
Weird stuff pops into
Barry
my head.
Barry Watson.
So that was the halftime show. But overall, I thought it was an okay show. It's hard to live up to the hype of a halftime show. And that's going to get tougher and tougher every year because of how critical we are in the media.
We're just a bunch of haters.
Yeah, it's true.
I'll go out on a limb and say, stop bringing back dead people, and it'd probably be fine.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, or bring back that shark from Katy Perry.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was the meme. That was one of the bigger memes ever come out.
Oh, it's the Camdens. That's
I feel like you guys think it's real easy to put on a Super Bowl show. Like,
no,
it's,
I don't think that.
It's super easy to bitch about it.
Let's go around the room. You're in charge of the Super Bowl next year. Who's your halftime act?
Well, I thought JT was a layup for the halftime act.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think I could pick it right now. I would always start at the top of who the hot artist is. And Missy mentioned this a bunch of times during the show. I never just make it one person's deal. Bring out a surprise. And
I think his surprise was that Prince thing and just leaving it at that.
Well, you're a lot of fun. All right, Missy, who you got?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a tough one for me. I mean,
that tough?
Yes, it is, because the people I like don't need to be the halftime Super Bowl hosts.
That's the whole point. Like, somebody that you know would be a slam dunk or a home run for the masses.
Well, I just, like I said, I thought we had it, and it didn't go over too well.
It's Bender, you got Zane. Zane Lamprey, or whatever that guy's name is.
Billy Zane?
Yeah, no. You're just picking that for me? Zane Lamprey.
No, what's the One Direction dude? Zane or whatever.
No.
People like that
Zane
guy.
Zane Lamprey is the...
Yeah, I know.
Zane is a One Direction.
Yeah. People
but
like
you,
that guy.
But I think you're right. Harry Styles.
Yeah, one of those. That's the one. That's Harry Styles isn't super poppy anymore, but like those other guys like Zane and then one of the Jonas Brothers, he's got it. He does.
Why don't
okay.
you do Ed Sheeran? Ed Sheeran's way...
Ed Sheeran would be a good, pick. Good one. I picked Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but...
T-Swift.
See, but Ed Sheeran has a lot of detractors. And a lot
so
of
does
people
Taylor
hate
Swift.
Them. And Taylor Swift is getting
that's
in that category
BFFs.
Too. She and plus her new music not very good.
That's true. But, I mean,
but she is the one.
You just
that,
tell her to play, you know,
play the hits.
Play the hits.
Miley Cyrus would be another one if she didn't
no,
get
not
crazy
let her on there. She's weird.
Not as much anymore.
Jennifer Lopez. She's due for a comeback.
I feel what should have really happened is they should have picked 5 or 6 strong females and did a like.
A Me Too movement?
Oh,
like
just a collab.
The Grammys? Oh, that
yeah.
would have played real well with this NFL crowd that fought the
protest.
I'm just saying.
No
Beyonce.
Protests during the game.
That's true.
All right, let's get off that then. Let's go to the game itself. Were you guys entertained by the game?
I thought it was good.
Were you not entertained?
Was it a good game?
Yeah, it was a great game.
I was entertained because I watched the whole damn thing.
She did. That was one of the... This is probably the first
only
football
time
game she's ever done. I'll ask you this, though. Is... A game with absolutely no defense, is it really one of the best games ever?
Yeah.
I think that Pittsburgh-Arizona game is still more entertaining to me.
That I would agree with. Super Bowl's for the casual fan, though, too.
Yeah.
I mean, any time that the Patriots lose and don't come back, it's a good...
Nick Foles and Eli Manning, heroes, because without them, Tom Brady would have 8 Super Bowl rings.
Tom Brady dropping that ball.
I think the big
awesome.
Story is how about Big Dick Nick? Have you heard this? Apparently,
what?
Nick Foles has got a huge hog.
No, I
what
have not
is
heard
going
that.
On with this story?
Yeah,
did he just like whip it out?
No,
it's been all over the media.
It has been.
Oh just by
Big Dick Nick.
Are they talking about the bulge? Because I don't think I ever noticed the bulge.
It was on RedTube.
Foot long Foles got it done.
Yeah, he was going to be a pastor if he had not succeeded in football. I thought it was a fun game. I didn't think it was as entertaining as everyone made it out to be. I also didn't think Chris Collinsworth was the biggest enemy of the... A lot of people said, well, he was so on the fat side of the NFL. He was so promoting the NFL. No, he was critical of all those pass rules.
He was... I usually don't comment on commentators, but I thought he was a little in the bag for the Patriots.
I didn't think so. I didn't get it
at all. I still think he's very good.
I'll agree with you. I'll at least buy that. I think, though, again, like we said, the culture of hating on things, it's made people. Buck can't do a thing anymore.
But
Collinsworth
I think
can't
what hurts
thing.
Collinsworth, though, is now you got Tony Romo, who everybody said killed it this year.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously working to be the next big thing.
I think he already is. I mean, he took Phil Simms' job. He's on the number one crew, and he's entertaining.
Yeah.
He's a fan.
Yeah,
doing
well,
a great job.
Hey, speaking of commentating, have you seen the Tara Lipinski Johnny Weir stuff?
No.
Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Hayden and I watched some ice skating last night. Figure skating.
Apparently, a good group of people love them, and a large amount of people hate them because they are brutally honest. Like one of the American got done. Wow, that's the worst routine I've ever seen him skate.
Yeah.
And they're mean.
I'll watch the Olympics then for those two.
Yeah.
And they're mean to each other. And not like you're a bitch and you're a cunt or anything like that. But
I'd watch a morning show of Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski.
Yeah.
Johnny Weir, I can't remember what he said. He said something last night and she's like, well, thanks for that tidbit, like all snarky, and I'm
yeah.
like, okay.
And the people are bitching about it. But then some say, I said, you know, this may be what saves this Olympic Games.
I liked when Johnny Weir shows the Kentucky Derby with the My Little Pony hat.
I thought I heard them, sorry. Yeah, he's funny. He's funny.
You know he likes dudes?
I did not know that.
Who?
Johnny Weir likes guys, apparently. Who knew?
You know, well, did you hear about him fighting over a Fabergé egg from his ex?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that when they broke up, that he had this Fabergé egg, which is, you know, super expensive, and the boyfriend took it.
Whoa.
And it was like, that's all he wanted back was that Fabergé egg.
If Johnny Weir truly fights like a diva, don't get in a fight with him because he'll take his skates off and try to cut you with them when he's whacking you.
That guy's caught more games than Yadier Molina.
Mm. I don't like that one. So, was everybody happy with the outcome, I'm guessing, then?
Yeah, it was.
With the Patriots losing? You know, they're the odds-on favorite to win again next year.
Yeah, great.
Already?
Yeah. Aren't they always the odds-on favorite to win?
Yes.
You know, our girls... bet each other who would win, and Hayden lost. They bet a dollar. Hayden did not pay up. She was like, "I'm not paying you."
You make her pay.
Yeah, you gotta let her pay.
Or you let Kaylin stab her.
Sometimes it's just best. Aggressive. Sometimes it's just best for us not to get in the middle of their.
You know what it should have been? It should have been a slap bet.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, then our daughters would whack each other because Kaylin would take it easy and Hayden would really hit Kaylin.
Yeah.
Yeah, good Super Bowl. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Nick Foles only got to throw and catch his own touchdown or whatever.
No, he did not throw.
I know, he didn't throw his own.
He caught it. He's the first quarterback to catch one.
He called that play.
The Philly.
The Philly,
and I love the look on his coach's face. What's his
Doug
name?
Peterson.
Doug Peterson's face. He looks at it. He goes, Philly special? All right, then. Let's go with it. Yeah. And
he coached a great game.
The way things happen in sports is it's almost like you can't script how good things are. The fact that Brady dropped a pass for a first down earlier in the game and Foles catches one for a touchdown.
Yeah. He looked so old when he tried to catch it.
Yeah, oh, he did. And side note, we're going to close out on football here. Jimmy GQ's now Jimmy Bank Account, baby.
Yeah.
My 49ers just made him the highest paid player in the history of the NFL.
And he's going to suck.
And the third largest guarantee. His body of work so far has been pretty good.
Yeah, I know. Last time I was.
You know who's smiling right now like an evil 1920s villain? Kirk Cousins. He's going.
He's not going to get that money, though.
You don't think?
No.
Why not?
I don't think so. I think Kirk Cousins has too big a body of work to get that money. I think people have seen his success and his failure.
So, wait, time out. You think the more established player is going to get less money?
I think you're paid for your projected upside. And I think people know that the upside for Cousins, while though it was good.
Yeah.
They think that Garoppolo is going to be an all-time great is the way they paid him.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody thinks that for Cousins. I think he's going to settle in there with the second or third highest contract.
Will be interesting to see.
Yeah.
But, back to you, Jeremy.
Yeah. So, anyway, one of the things we were going to talk about, we were going to revise the rules of our drinking game, and we're not going to do that. Because, like I said, I alluded to something, teased something in the future coming. But what I did want to do is I printed this out before you sent this out, tweeted this out. But this caught both of our attentions. Obviously,
oh,
the same
how it
day.
Ever did.
So I printed out the 12 big boasts of Quincy Jones, or 13,
oh, that was a good, that
in
was
his
good.
Vulture interview. Did you see this?
I read it. I glanced over your paper, and
so
I saw it.
We're just going to shoot through. We're going to shoot through it, and you tell me which one is more full of shit. First off, he dated Ivanka Trump.
I call bullshit on that one.
What year did this happen? Because she's not that old.
Right, and he's old as dirt. He's old AF, as the
she
kids
probably
would say.
Said hi, and he's like, I hit that.
Is she younger than you guys? Is Ivanka Trump?
I think she's 33, she's 31. 31 and 35. Probably.
If only we had a device that could look up how old she
is. Oh, let's play Price is Right rules. I'm going to say 35.
Okay, I'm going to go 33. I think he's right, though.
35, 33. I will go 34.
I'm going to go 35 in 2 days. Is that how that works? I'll just go 36.
It does work that way.
Okay, 35 in 2 days.
Your birthday is October 7th. Yeah. I don't know.
How old? And survey says?
She's 5'11"?
That's not the point.
Yeah.
Ivanka That's pretty tall, though. Trump is 36.
Oh.
Yes, I get a point for that one.
No, that's
get
bullshit.
Out of here.
It's a point.
Anytime I said, clearly, anytime Tom brings a quiz or a question, you get a point for getting the questions
right.
Did
you say that? I don't know.
We must not have been listening.
If we were doing the drinking game, Bender just got high-pitched. Take
She's
a drink.
Pretty.
She is pretty. But she did not date old-as-fuck Quincy Jones.
Because he's, 86?
Yeah.
We don't know what he's packing. Maybe she did.
He called Donald Trump a crazy motherfucker, limited mentally, a megalomaniac, narcissist. Can't stand him, but I'd used to date Ivanka. You know. No, no one knows that.
Hey. No, that's not a thing
everything
that comes up.
Everything else he said was true. Why can't him dating Ivanka be true?
Was everything else?
Maybe it was one of those games where one of these is a lie.
Yeah. No,
he's just not good at it.
Everything he said about Donald is true.
Oh.
We're not getting political.
He apparently, and it was Tommy Hilfiger who set him up. Tommy Hilfiger said, Ivanka wants to have dinner with you. I said, no problem. She's a fine motherfucker.
I'm pretty sure if you want to have dinner with somebody, he must just think that that's a date.
Is he confusing dinner? Ivanka with Ivana?
Yeah.
that would not be surprising. That's a great theory.
Well, it's funny you said that, because when I first read that, I had to look up to see if I was confusing the two. You know, I was like, wait a minute.
I thought that too.
Has Ivanka commented on this at all?
Oh, I don't know. I hope so.
I doubt it.
No, if the press secretary, or the... did the next
Sarah
day.
Sarah Huckabee did?
No, not the other one. The guy that gets up and talks more now.
Yeah,
too.
Nobody knows that guy's name.
Yeah, he come out and said, do we really have to address this in something?
Trump didn't even say anything because he's got something to say about
everything. He probably tweeted something.
He apparently looked at this and said, I am not starting a war of words with that guy.
Yeah.
So, number two, he thinks Oprah shouldn't run for president, but if you haven't been governor of a state or CEO of a company or military general, you don't need to lead the people. Three pretty strict criteria for being president right there.
I agree with him on two, but I'm pretty sure she runs a huge empire. So, you know, whatever.
She has help running that empire.
And I will get to...
You know what McDonald did?
I think he didn't hit a home run with this statement. A symphony conductor knows more about how to lead than most business people. Definitely more than Trump does.
I mean, like, control...
He knows some shit, he said, but he's a fucking idiot. Okay. Michael Jackson stole a lot of songs, so...
Yeah, that one... They were playing that on The Point. Him and... His Billie Jean and then some other song, and they're trying to. Man, it's a stretch, I think, but I'm not a trained.
He said that he stole a lot of songs and that he got his plastic surgery because his dad told him he was ugly. Michael's dad
told
him that he was ugly. Yeah. And he had to justify it and say it was because of some disease he had. So, yeah, it could be. He thought the Beatles were the worst musicians in the world. They're the worst musicians in the world.
Yeah.
They were no plain motherfuckers. This was my favorite part of the story. Paul was the worst bass player I ever heard, and Ringo, don't even talk about it. He said, he goes, oh, it's not in this one, but I read, he said that he played it, Ringo was not getting the song.
Yeah.
So they asked him to take a break. He left the room. Another drummer sat in and played it. When they come back in, we're playing it break. Ringo said, hey, that sounds great. He goes, I know, motherfucker, because it ain't you. He's a motherfucking dropping guy.
Oh, yeah.
He drops them.
It's funny.
Here's another one. He knows who killed Kennedy.
Yeah.
Chicago Bob.
Yeah, Sam Giancana killed him.
I buy it.
There's that connection between Kennedy and the mafia. They got him elected, essentially.
Yeah, I'll buy that, but anybody could bring those two together.
Yeah. And then Joe Kennedy, he was a bad man. He came to Frank and gave him to talk about getting votes, but I don't know. Boy, still, I don't think he knows. I think he just may have heard it.
Well, at this point, I don't think
he might
have
heard somebody
anything.
Bragging about it.
Yeah, here's one. The Microsoft co-founder and multi-billionaire, he's a big fan of him, and he says he sings just like Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. He went on a trip on his yacht.
This is Paul Allen, right?
Yeah, Paul Allen. He went on a trip on his yacht, and he had David Crosby, Joe Walsh, Sean Lennon, all those crazy motherfuckers. We need to get a motherfucker count for this guy every time he says it. Stevie Wonder came in with his band and made Paul come up and play with him. He goes, he's good, man. He's good. He's a good motherfucker. I threw that in.
That one I believe. Why not?
I believe this, too. He thinks YouTube doesn't make any good music. YouTube, not YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube doesn't make any more music worth a shit. He goes, I don't know. I love Bono with all my heart. There's just no much pressure on the band. He's doing good work all over the world, working with him and Geldof. He goes,
Gandalf?
Yeah, no, Geldof. He goes, but... he's not very. They don't make good music anymore. So
I agree with him there.
Yeah, me too. Song about
it's
a
hard.
Decade.
It's hard to agree with him when he's so crazy on all everything else.
Everything else. I mean, it's been like two out of the five.
There's no innovation in modern pop music anymore. It's just loops, beeps, rhymes, and hooks. Isn't that a song?
Yeah.
But I feel like that's every generation.
Says that
old
about
guy.
The new one. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's there to learn from that? There ain't no fucking songs. The song is the power.
Ding.
The singer is the message. The greatest singer in the world cannot save a bad song. I learned that 50 years ago, and it's the single greatest lesson I ever learned as a producer. If you don't have a great song, doesn't matter what you put around it. I guess I can buy that.
Yeah.
But there are a few good artists doing good work. Bruno Mars, Chance the Rapper, Kendrick Lamar. I like where Kendrick's mind is. He's grounded. Chance, too. And Ed Sheeran's great. Sam Smith, he's so open about being gay.
It's okay. Such an old man statement.
Okay. I don't know what that had to do with anything else
exactly.
in that statement.
I love all these guys' music. And Sam Smith, I'm happy he's open about being gay. Oh, okay. Music business doesn't exist more. We don't need to get into that one because that's obvious. I mean, they didn't adapt. So there is no true music industry like there used to be. Here's one of my favorites. Marlon Brando slept with Marvin Gaye, James Baldwin, and... He goes, Marlon Brando used to go cha-cha dancing with us. He could dance his ass off. He was the most charming motherfucker you ever met. He'd fuck anything. Anything. He'd fuck a mailbox. James Baldwin, Richard Pryor, Marvin Gaye. Come on, man. He'd give no fuck. You like Brazilian music? I don't know where that comes from. That's how he closed it.
Yeah.
What's that got to do with it? Am I missing a connection with the Brazilian music?
When people, when I was listening to the radio, or listening to the Point talk about it, they said that if the interviewer asked him a question he didn't want to answer, he would deflect and then immediately ask another question. So maybe that question went in there, and he would, what do you think about this? And be like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Do you like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Oh, so it was a shtick.
Immediately, just deflect into another one. About that Richard Pryor thing, Richard Pryor's ex-wife came out and said, yeah, that one's true.
Oh, she said he fucked Marlon Brando?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She confirmed it.
Yeah, she confirmed it.
She said he was very open.
All of this is true. Yeah. He fucked Ivanka.
Yeah.
She said that he was very open with his bisexuality. Yeah.
It's just weird that Superman's dad fucked that one guy from Superman 3.
Yeah.
That is weird. That is weird. That was foreshadowing right there. No, it wasn't. I don't know what that was. It's just weird.
Yeah.
And then
small world, maybe?
The last one, he suffered a nervous breakdown while filming The Color Purple. And then he just, And then he regrets doing Soul Bossa Nostra.
I don't know what that is.
I was in favor of doing it, but the rappers wanted to record something as a tribute to me where they'd go do versions of the song that I'd done over my career. I said to them, look, you got to make music better than we did on this originals. That didn't happen. T-Pain, man, he didn't pay attention to the details. Shot fired.
Ooh,
yeah, he's fired.
So, Quincy Jones, accuracy of his statements? Percentage?
I'll go 50-50.
I'll go 70%.
I'm going, what about you, Melissa?
65.
I think if 35. You can corroborate a couple of them.
I want more old people in the music and entertainment business to just not give a fuck and give an interview.
Maybe he threw some true statements in that we would know that they were true and threw in some false statements in thinking, well, they believe these other ones, they're going to believe it all.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I found interesting is when he was questioned about Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby, he got real quiet real
fast.
That
was it. That was where he deflected was the Bill Cosby.
Oh, that's right.
They asked him about that and he deflected and said, you like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
He might have done some three ways with Bill.
Maybe.
You don't know.
Yeah,
is that a four-way? Bill, him, the girl, and the roofie?
Yeah,
I guess.
I was gonna say
don't forget the pudding pop.
You think those guys would come out and be like, you know what we're missing these days? Grabbing girls by the ass. just crazy old shit like
Quincy,
that.
Quincy, I'd like to tell you about the time that I grabbed a girl's vagina.
Like that.
It was good until the end.
Yeah.
Not the what you said, but
you know where it ended.
Your
vagina.
Yeah, it got a little strained, like you morphed into the Macho Man there at the end.
Yeah, I thought it was the Macho Man in the beginning, and then it was Bill Cosby, and then at the end I was like, oh,
that is the Macho Man.
Back to Macho Man.
Yeah,
Theo.
Oh.
You and Rudy got to play better. Yeah.
Dick it. All right, we're gonna move on.
Yeah.
So that's all I had on that. I think 75% accurate. I think that's probably good. I mean,
what if it was the other way around and he really did date Ivanka? Michael Jackson was a klepto and he did know, and the rest of it, who killed Kennedy, and the rest of it was made up.
he threw some stuff in there just to leave a little bit of doubt in people's. He's like a true genius, and he's also the world's greatest troll, and he's fucking with people. I'd like to think that. All right, that said, we're coming up on an hour, so we better get to the final segment and throw it to Missy and see if she's got anything for us.
I got nada.
Take a drink. What do you got, Bender?
I am watching Altered Carbon right now.
Oh, it's already on. Is it good so far?
Yeah, man, I'm really digging it.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, spectacular so far.
How many episodes?
I want to say 10. I've watched 4.
Hmm.
And very well acted. The special effects are really awesome. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of jumping around and a very interesting premise that I think everybody would like. We should all watch it and then come back and recap it.
I can do that. I could do that.
We've tried that before.
Well, we never actually, we picked a show and never started it, but this is I still like to do that. I think that'd be fun. What about you?
I mentioned some of the shows I've been watching earlier, but I'm also watching End of the Fucking World on Netflix.
Oh,
yeah,
we're about five or six in.
That's about where I'm at.
And we like it a lot.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
Kayla finished it.
Our daughter
watched
it.
Yeah?
It's a little, I wish she wouldn't have watched it without us.
Why? She watched 13 Reasons Why without us.
Was 13 Reasons Why as rough as this?
Yeah, she fucking slit her wrists.
Yeah, I know the end part of it.
But now I'm not going to watch
it. There's a rape
yeah.
scene in 13 Reasons Why.
But this show, there's a guy that grabs his junk in the bathroom. There's
yeah.
murder.
Wait, wait, wait.
There's girls.
What is this show?
Two kids, young kids, high school age. One's a...
Oh, the serial killer dude who wants to be a serial
he's
killer?
Maybe,
yeah.
psychotic.
Yeah, it's a good, good show.
Is it? I wanted to watch it.
It's
Rachel,
basically True Romance.
Yeah, Rachel yeah, wanted to watch version. It. Yeah. And or I wanted to watch it, and Rachel watched like the premise and was like, nah, I'm not.
It's called
this.
True Flirtation at their age.
My only problem with it is I have a hard time understanding what they're saying.
Missy does not like the foreign films.
She doesn't like those Cockney accents.
Listen, it's not dislike. It's I have a hard time understanding them.
I tried to get Rachel to watch Luther last night, and she's like, it's a British cop show? I was like, yeah. She goes, I don't have time for accents. I'm like,
oh,
what?
I don't have time for accents.
I don't have time for accents. That's another
does she
title.
Have bronchitis?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want
to. Does she do what Kelly does and then go put on an episode of Say Yes to the Dress?
See, the thing is, I've watched Luther all the way through, and it's one of my favorite shows. I'm like, look, we should go back and watch it.
But to be fair, though, you would sleep with Idris Elba.
Oh, I would totally have sex with
him. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he'd go all Marlon Brando on that
yeah,
motherfucker.
Sure. Yeah. I mean...
He was talking like Quincy Jones.
He would tear that balloon
out.
Yeah. Anything else? Anybody? Anybody? Anything? Anything? Anything?
No.
Anything
looking forward to our show next week.
Yeah. Interview next 2 weeks, and then
I
we'll have.
I'm sitting out on that one.
You what?
I think I'm probably out on next week, right?
If you want to be, and then back in for Shane.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I'll probably do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You made that. Oh, man, I love when he doesn't make it awkward for me. But we just don't want you here.
Yeah. I don't know shit about sports.
Yeah. That's not
sports.
Your thing. Yeah.
Sports.
Hey, go sports! Yay!
Ooh,
slam dunk touchdown!
Smack that black rock down the
whoa.
Ice.
Hey, at least do the. Hey, you guys do that hockey?
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen? By the way, you seen the other meme to come out of the Olympics so far, the United States curling guy that's got the porn stash and the hat.
No.
He looks like Mario.
No, nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, they're making a Mario movie.
Yeah, an animated one, so it's going to be good.
Oh. Yeah.
Not like the last one.
Seems like a stretch, but okay.
Shot at John Leguizamo out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's not his fault that movie sucked. He just happened to suck in it.
Did he suck in it? I don't remember. I don't remember anything about that movie.
He passed up
Is Bob Hoskins still with us?
To be in... movie was it? He was in an interview. He passed up a chance of being like an Oscar-winning movie for that.
Oh yeah, he was going to be the lead character in some movie. I can't remember what it was.
I forget what it was. He was in an interview and he's like, "Yeah, I made the wrong decision."
But someone's here.
Or escaping.
And someone escaped. You just actually brought up a good question. Is Bob Hoskins still with us? I hope people will tweet us and tell us. We don't have to look it up. We don't have to go to the Google machine.
Hey, which James Bond died?
Roger Moore.
It was Roger Moore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Two. George Lazenby, I believe, is also not one of us.
Sean Connery's still here.
Yeah.
I don't think he's doing so hot.
I don't think so either.
Really?
Hey, speaking of which, I was watching The Rock a couple nights ago. God, that movie's so great.
Oh, that's
that is a good movie.
That's where Bruckheimer and Simpson, that was their home. That was maybe their best hit ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And follow up, I've watched it a couple times. It's been on Con Air. It's not that good.
No, it's
Con
not.
Awful.
It's so cheesy.
Con Air did the impossible. It made John Cusack not look good in a movie.
Yeah.
He's a treasure.
We started watching Penny Dreadful last night, and Timothy Dalton, I was like, man, I think that guy's dead, and that was the other one. It's Roger Moore who died.
Yeah, they are drastically different.
Timothy
bonds.
Dalton was fantastic in a story arc of Chuck.
Yeah, he was.
I never watched Chuck.
What? That was a good one.
Oh, I just got yelled at.
No, it was good.
Chuck
is
right there, Alley.
You can't go back to Chuck now, though, because it was like one of those shows when they would do like 25 episodes, and there's like five seasons. It's just a lot
of
episodes.
Oh, yeah, it's not like the 13 season.
Yeah, it's not.
Stuff.
Yeah, you can't knock one out in a couple weeks.
Okay, well, guys, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. If you want to know who the winner was for the first time ever, I won. I got 3 points.
Because you held the pin.
I mean, you did hold
it's
the pin.
It's so rigged. It is. We need to address that. How is it rigged?
What did you say that was funny?
Joke, your last joke was not really that great.
Unless we call our own jokes out.
Okay, first off, he's rude. He's rude.
But that's his thing, though.
But no, I know. I think he thinks he's by far the funniest person and doesn't think other people
that's
are.
That's also his thing.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to have. That's a rude thing to have.
It's called a shtick.
You see the look on your face when you
I
say
feel like he's very...
You're very serious about it. You very serious are.
Hey, comedy's hard. We can't be professionals.
Yeah, and that's why none of us are professional. But you won. Scott's won, so I find one. And you know what? Missy just got an extra point, so she ties me and passes you on this episode,
too.
How
did I get an extra point?
Because he was being such a jerk.
Oh, okay.
Where's my fucking point?
You interrupted somebody earlier, so we subtracted a point from you. You did get a point, though, so you're good.
I did get a point, and I spilled like five things.
All right, so take us home.
Hold on to your butts.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Jumping the gun.
You were
dude.
Looking at me.
I remember my first episode.
He always starts it.
Does I thought Missy always started it.
No,
I thought Missy always started it.
I say the last thing.
She says the last one before. All right,
fine.
Oh, yeah, she says
God, we're out of practice.
Yeah, apparently, all right, I remember.
Rewind.
Hey, the Blues are up 3-0 on those Winnipeg Jets right now. Let's go, Blues!
Hold on to your butts.
Bye!
Yeah, see, that's how it goes. We're going to play the music.
We get our cues from you.